This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump continues to make a case for funding his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, maintaining the Democrats' refusal to fund that wall caused the deaths of two Guatemalan children while they were in U.S. custody. AP's Shelley Adler reports the wall is an issue in the U.S. government partial shutdown, expected to go on for some time.
President Donald Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to come back to negotiate a deal to end a week-long partial government shutdown that will almost certainly extend into the new year. In a tweet Saturday, Trump says he's, quote, in the White House, waiting for the Democrats to come on over and make a deal on border security. From what I hear, he added, they're spending so much time on presidential harassment that they have little time left for things like stopping crime and our military. Trump is demanding billions for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, which Democrats have refused to provide. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Fighting between Somali regional troops and Al-Shabaab militants has left at least 22 people dead. Fighting in southwestern Somalia started after heavily armed Al-Shabaab militants tried to overrun a military base in the Bay region. A Somali government official told VOA the soldiers engaged in a fierce battle for more than 6 hours with the militants who attacked the base from four directions. Egypt says its security forces have killed 40 militants in raids on their hideouts in the Sinai Peninsula and the greater Cairo area that came just hours after a roadside bomb targeted a tourist bus in the capital, killing three Vietnamese tourists and their Egyptian guide. Another 14 were killed in Cairo suburb on October the 6th, 16 others in a housing project. This is VOA News. A 2-year-old son of a Yemeni woman who sued the Trump administration to let her into the U.S. to be with her ailing son has died. That story now from AP's Zaria Shackley.
Abdullah Hassan died in a hospital in Oakland where his father, Ali Hassan, brought him to get treatment for a genetic brain disorder. Hassan is a U.S. citizen. Hassan and his wife, Shaima Sweely, moved to Egypt after marrying in war-torn Yemen in 2016. Sweely is not an American citizen and remained in Egypt while fighting for a visa. When the boy's health worsened, Hassan went ahead to California in October to get him help. Sweely held her son for the first time in the hospital on December the 19th, after a hospital social worker reached out to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which sued on December the 16th. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Former senior diplomats who have steered U.S. policy on Afghanistan say President Trump's reported decision to pull thousands of troops out of that country complicates U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad's efforts to broker a ceasefire deal with the Taliban. Mr. Trump announced he is considering withdrawing roughly half of the 14,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan shortly after he said American forces would be pulling out of Syria. Both decisions took many by surprise, including some officials who were tasked with overseeing U.S. foreign policy. Voting has begun in Bangladesh's contentious parliamentary elections, seen as the referendum on critics call Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's increasingly authoritarian rule. Hasina's main rival is former Prime Minister Khalida Zia, deemed ineligible by court from running from office because she is in prison for corruption. Australia says it has stripped a suspected militant held in Turkey of citizenship because he fought for the Islamic State. Minister of Home Affairs Peter Dutton says Neil Prakash was in the service of the terrorist organization and acted inconsistently with allegiance to Australia.
Australia is a safer place not having Neil Prakash here. Mr. Prakash was intimately involved in the operation of ISIL in the Middle East. He was somebody who had been very prolific in relation to sending out messages of propaganda. In the end, Mr. Prakash is a terrorist, a murderer, and Australia is safer, him not being in our country.
Prakash became the 12th person to be stripped of Australian citizenship because of militant links. President Trump has said that he had a long and very good phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping and that big progress was made on the U.S.-China trade relations. Two nations have been locked in a trade war most of 2018. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.